This is Matt Spiegel, and we are off and running with Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. Hear guests like Joe Davis explain the thought process during baseball's biggest games.
You gotta widen the lens. What does this home run mean?
Harper, the swing of his life!
Incredible broadcasters sharing great stories from your favorite teams with new episodes weekly. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down for us in New York City. And thank you to you for listening. Yeah, you in your car, at home, at work, making that money, protecting, serving, taking care of your family, yourself, the bar, the restaurant, the hospital, the patrons, the country, whatever the hell you're doing. Thank you. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. Congratulations. This is when the show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You can find us on Sirius XM channel 158. Oh, yeah, you paying extra money for Sirius? You can listen there, too. I got Sirius. You can go to CBSSportsRadio.com. And if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio, and boom, the show pops right on up. Good to be here on another Thursday. Plenty of news, some news early, some news late. USC is bringing in Eric Musselman. Now we got to figure out what the hell Bronny James decides to go. Haley Van Lilith is out. Haley Van Lith, she gone. I said Lilith. She leaving. Caitlin Clark spoke. Paige Beckers spoke. The Oakland A's are leaving. UConn finally found a plane to bring them to Phoenix, Arizona for the Final Four. There's so much that we need to get into. My main man Joe Shasky is going to join us. 95.7 The Game out in the Bay Area, the morning show host. He's going to join us in about 20 minutes to talk about this disaster going on in Oakland. Speaking of a disaster, earlier today, the New York Knicks, they became a smaller disaster as they found out that Julius Randle is going to be out for the rest of the season with a bum shoulder. Of course, we're going to talk more college basketball as we're pulling up on Championship Monday, Championship Tuesday. It can't get here soon enough. Shohei Ohtani hits his first home run as a Dodger. People have been waiting on that. There are more rumors and rumors and rumors and rumors about college football and its destruction and potential reformation into a new Super League. We're going to get into that later on in the show. If you want to participate, you can do so. The phone number is here. It works. We have paid our bills. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Me, you can find me on the internet. That's where the hell the JR Sport Brief was born. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief all over the place. And speaking of the internet, with this news that the Oakland Athletics are soon to be no more, this is no surprise. We know that they're on their way to Las Vegas. But before they get to Las Vegas, and I don't know, 3 or 4 or potentially more years, they're making a stop out in Sacramento. Take a listen to this, courtesy of CBS News out in the Bay Area, letting everybody know what took place this morning.
Well, let's start with breaking news. A tough day for you Oakland A's fans. The team just announced they have reached a deal with the Sacramento Kings to play at Sutter Health Park that for the 2025 to 2027 seasons. So the Kings are the majority owner of the Sacramento River Cats, the park's home team. The announcement comes after negotiations with the city of Oakland failed. City leaders reportedly offered the team a near $100 million five-year extension to their current contract, but we know this. The A's said they were just too far apart with the city to make a deal happen. In a statement, A's owner John Fisher wrote, in part, "We explored several locations for a temporary home, including the Oakland Coliseum." He says, "We understand the disappointment this news brings to our fans as this season marks our final season in Oakland."
What a hustle, man. Hickey, ain't that how? First of all, Hickey, how the hell are you doing?
JR, good, good. Good to talk to you again.
Now, is John Fisher, is he a ghost or is he like a real person?
Well, we saw him and heard him in Sacramento today, so he is actually confirmed a real person.
He's a real person, a real human being. Oh, my God. You know what? Let's listen to what this billionaire, well, I get, yeah, he is a billionaire. His family founded The Gap. You want to talk about those jeans that you have on your ass? The store in the mall, if you still go to the mall? It's his family. So I don't know. Maybe he doesn't know what hard work is. Snatching up a team from Oakland. The team has been there for about 60 years. This is what John Fisher had to say in Sacramento. Listen to this man.
"We're excited to be here for the next 3 years, playing in this beautiful ballpark, but also being able to watch some of the greatest players in baseball, whether they be athletics players or Aaron Judge and others, launch home runs out of this very intimate, the most intimate ballpark in all of Major League Baseball for the next 3 years."
Oh, my God. Hickey, did he say Aaron Judge?
He named zero A's players, but yes, named Aaron Judge. Can't wait to see him hit home runs.
Oh, my God. Oh, what a jackass of an owner that is. "Hey, I'm so bad of an owner. I have ripped my team to shreds. I got busboys and towel men playing for my team right now. We're going to play in a minor league stadium that only holds about 10,000 to 14,000 people. Some of them could sit on the grass. And instead of saying, I'm excited to see my own players," of which he probably can't name one, he's talking about Aaron Judge from the New York Yankees. "Everybody's excited to see the opposition come in and whoop his team's ass." I don't know this man. I dislike him. I do not like this man. And I don't know him. That is a difficult thing. A real difficult thing. I just hate the I hate this business part of baseball. And I get it. Everything's a business. What the hell I am doing right now is a business. Baseball is a business. Everything, it makes monies. If it makes money, it makes dollars. It makes sense. People will do it. Everybody's a number. Okay? You're a number. The fan is a number. Man, I got a social security number. Everybody, at the end of the day, is just a number. My SS number, they're going to make sure I pay my taxes. Okay? You could be Oakland Athletics fan number 1,300,025. You're just a number. In Major League Baseball and the Athletics, I think I may have to stop calling them the Oakland Athletics. I know they're only going to be there until the end of the year. Everybody's just a number. And they like the numbers. They love and like the opportunity out in Las Vegas. I get it. Everybody loves Vegas, right? NFL now has a team in Vegas. By the way, they left Oakland. It's the Raiders. Okay? Soon enough, the NBA will have a team out in Vegas. The WNBA also already has a championship team out in Vegas. Everybody loves Vegas. Major League Baseball couldn't wait for an expansion. They don't make enough money to expand. This man, they all said, oh, you know what? Let's drain the fan base. Let's choke the hell out of the team and just leave. This is an embarrassment. Like, this is the biggest example, and shout-outs to all the fans in Kansas City who basically said, hey, you, the Kansas City Chiefs, you want a publicly financed stadium? Kiss our ass. Then go to Kansas City, Kansas. The family is worth almost $30 billion, and we only want to put up $300, $400 million to build our multi-billion-dollar ballpark. Man, dig in your wallets. And I get it, it's business, it's just business. But at one point, never, I guess, do you actually think about the fan base? Because us as fans, we're the suckers. We show up, we care. Well, you know what? Do I think it's going to be the case? No. And this man, John Fisher, one day if he decides to sell out in Vegas, he will. These billionaires, they don't lose, do they, right? They don't lose. Donald Sterling was a racist fill in the blank. He was able to sell, right? He got a golden parachute on the way out the door for being a piece of trash racist. Daniel Snyder was suing elderly people who could no longer afford their season tickets. This man was pimping out cheerleaders. This man was able to sell. All these billionaires, these owners, they don't do anything but kiss each other's asses. And it's bad. You know, when you go out into other parts of the world and you start thinking about other professional sports and leagues, the fans don't play that. The fans actually got a little bit more of a backbone to say, hey, we ain't showing up. And I give credit to the fans out in Oakland for showing a backbone. You know, we don't have enough strength and numbers here. In Europe, they'd be like, man, don't even buy the team. We ain't showing up, for real. And they won't. They'll have the protest outside, and they will. They don't want the problems. Here, we're so ingrained into the fandom of it and the players this and the players that, that the guy who sits in the skybox, he gets a pass. It's disgusting. What the hell is going on in Oakland? Disgusting. They kick these fans in the groin. You can think about all the words I want to use. They kicked these fans in the groin. They spat on them. They said, we don't give a damn about you, the city, your dollar. We can get better money elsewhere, so we out. Who cares about all the history that they have in the Bay? In Major League Baseball, not that Rob Manfred gives a damn. They don't. It's all politics. It's all business. And when it comes to the business of sports, just like everything else, don't forget, you're a number. Those fans in Oakland, yeah, they stopped showing up because he stopped investing into the team. He quit. He decided to run them out of town. He decided to give the fans a BS product that they would not show up for. Garbage. And are they going to put this fancy thing in Vegas? And it's nice. Why wouldn't I? If I'm on a strip, I like baseball. I would love to see it. I want to go. But I think it would make me sick to think about it. It'd take me years to probably get over the fact that, hey, this piece of trash owner just moved them from the Bay and just threw them in Vegas and spat on Oakland and drained them on the way out. You should have shut the team down a couple of years ago, but you're all a bunch of cowards. Shout outs to the fans out there. This is from opening day. They have refused to go to the ballpark. They're only pulling in a couple thousand a game. A couple of games ago, only like 3,000 people in a damn place that ultimately, I think, can hold more than 50,000. That's embarrassing. This is from Fox 40.
Let's keep the Oakland A's here in Oakland where they belong.
It sucks to see, like, one person has the power to, like, take away a family tradition that's so important to so many of us.
And I fear that Major League Baseball is using us as a scapegoat to show the rest of the cities in America that if you don't come up with money, look what happened in Oakland, right? The A's left. Your team's going to lose two, then move two, right?
Look, I love baseball. But the business of baseball, the ownership in baseball, and the commissioner of baseball on behalf of all my friends out in the Bay, they can kiss my ass. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Antonio is here. From Oakland, California. Antonio, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, JR, man? Hey, you know, I've seen my Raiders leave, seen my Warriors leave, even though they went across the Bay, even though it did originally start in San Francisco. But it's a sad day, because if you're a historian baseball fan like me growing up in the 70s, seeing Reggie Jackson, seeing McGuire, Canseco, seeing the glory days, that stadium used to get $2 billion a year all day when they were winning. They did trade off a lot of good players at moments during when they were at peaks of trying to get through the playoff runs. But if you think about it, too, the state of Oakland where it's at. There was no way they were going to get it. But it also started by Bud Selig. They delayed the Warriors' territorial rights years ago. They would have had a stadium in the Bay Area, in San Jose, or somewhere in Oakland, and they delayed it and delayed it. They said the Giants can have this territorial rights. That put the A's behind the eight ball. The owner came in, who's a piece of you-know-what garbage, just ran the team in the ground. I'm gonna make a point to get to a few games this year just to look at the glory of all the great games of the Raiders and the A's that I've seen in that field. There's a lot of history. Reggie Jackson, Canseco, Ricky Henderson, the greatest leadoff hitter ever. I just, it just breaks my heart, man. My family, I remember my sister being pregnant in the ninth inning, and one of them gets it. Wait, don't have the baby yet. I mean, a lot of history there, man. JR, thanks for letting me get on the air, man.
Well, thank you, Antonio, for calling from Oakland. Chris is here from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, great to see you. Hear your show again, man. It's fantastic. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Go ahead.
I loved your opening, and I don't know which way to go, so I'm just going to tell you that I was down at Staples. Well, it's called bankrupt.com now. I mean, crypto.com. And I'm looking at all the statues. And, of course, I know all the Lakers statues. I grew up here. You know I know basketball. And I'm like, wait a minute, here's the big guys, Kareem, Shaq. I'm like, where's Wilt? And I go, he's the greatest of all time. They probably got him around the corner. You know, Jerry West, Elgin Baylor, who I saw come out of Ralph's a couple years ago, nicest man in the world. Where's Wilt? Some guy with it was the Final Four was going on inside. Some guy with a CBS Sports shirt came out and goes, hey, dude, Wilt doesn't have a statue. I'm like, shut up. He goes, and his friend grabs me. He goes, I'm serious. He voted for Richard Nixon. He doesn't have a statue. Kareem doesn't like him. And I'm like, wait a minute. Wilt, when he was the GOAT, averaging 44-27 for the Warriors, and Steph Curry's the greatest Warrior of all time, sure. He was buying Kareem clothes down in Harlem, taking him places, took him up to the Catskills, and then he was swatting the sky hook. When Kareem was
Chris,
in his prime.
Chris, do me a favor. What does this have to do with the Oakland Athletics? Help me out for a second.
It's got a lot to do with it because a year ago, I took my grandson Miracle to an Oakland A's game, and we sat in the front row for $5, and Jacob DeGrom was pitching for the Mets. It's very sad.
It is. Thank you, Chris, for calling from California. It took him a roundabout way to get there, but hell, we got there. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. We're actually going to go to the Bay because on the other side of the break, we're going to have a conversation with one of the morning show hosts on 95.7 The Game out in the Bay. It's Joe Shasky. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
This is Matt Spiegel, and we are off and running with Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. Hear guests like Joe Davis explain the thought process during baseball's biggest games.
You got to widen the lens. What does this home run mean?
Incredible broadcasters sharing great stories from your favorite teams with new episodes weekly. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, yeah, we talked about a lot of the news that we're going to get into as the show goes on. UConn finally making it out to Arizona. Got a couple of people who are done for the year. Julius Randle is done. Milwaukee Bucks look done, likely, probably. But we open the show by talking about something that unfortunately is going to end, and that happens to be the Oakland Athletics playing their final season in Oakland before they temporarily move to Sacramento, and then I guess move full-time out to Vegas if that doesn't fall apart. So to talk about it, we're going to go out to the Bay Area. We're going to have a conversation right now with a morning show host on 95.7 The Game. It's my main man, Joe Shasky. Joe, how are you, man?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm literally holding my four-month-old baby, getting ready for Giants opening day tomorrow, staring out a beautiful window in my backyard, looking at a baseball net right now. I love baseball, and what the A's have done to the game of baseball is worse than a disgrace. It's disgusting, and I can't wait to get into it with you.
Listen, I just told, I'm pretty sure I won't get too many invites to MLB events in the future. I just told Major League Baseball, I said, I love baseball, but the commissioner, the game of baseball, the owner of the A's, like on behalf of everybody out in Oakland, I said, they can kiss my ass. So I think me and you are on the same space here, but you're living it. You got folks out there who feel it, man. Like, go ahead, shoot.
Look, I am a fifth-generation San Franciscan. I'm a Giants fan till I'm dead and buried, black and orange till I die. And in the 60s, when the Giants moved here first, they were one of the best draws in baseball. Their attendance was through the roof. Then in the late 60s, the A's moved, and it cut the attendance down. And the A's were one of the best drawing teams because they're in the East Bay. And I don't know how many people understand the geography of the Bay Area, but it's just nicer weather. There's more people. It's easier access over there. And getting in and out of that stadium with public transportation, it was just a thing. And they were the more successful team with the more successful players. And I'm talking 70s, 80s. When I grew up, everybody in my neighborhood, even though the Giants were in our neck of the woods, right down the street from us, everybody wanted to be Ricky Henderson and Mark McGwire and Jose Canseco and Dave Stewart. And they had Eckersley. They had the sexier team. They were winning championships. They were competitive, high payroll, and they sold out. I'm talking attendance-wise. And then the Giants built their ballpark in the late 90s, early 2000s here in San Francisco, and there was this shift. The ownership changed for the A's, and you watch them. We've all seen the movie, the Major League, the movie. You know, everybody's seen it, the Cleveland Indians, all right? But at least the Cleveland Indians had Roger Dorn. The Oakland A's haven't signed a guy for more than 3 years, going back 20 years to Eric Chavez. They've systematically traded away and suppressed talent year after year after year and kicked their fans in the groin. It is one of the biggest disgraces ever. Pick any industry. I have never seen the consumer treated so poorly. And this is the funny thing. It's not about money. They just want to get the hell up on out of here for a free handout. And it drives me crazy. I owned a small business. I didn't go to college. I didn't go to journalism school. I'm a real person. I hate when public entities try to get money from us for private profit as just a guy trying to make ends meet. And this guy, talking about the owner, Fisher, has been looking for a free handout from hardworking citizens of the Bay Area for 20 years while giving his fans the middle finger. It is one of the biggest sports tragedies I've ever seen. And I'm not saying this hyperbolically. It has been dying a slow death for 20 years. Generations of fans have been turned away. And the Giants have been reaping all of the bandwagon fans, and they're part to blame too. And I'm a Giants fan.
Joe Shasky's here with us, 95-7 the game out in the Bay Area. John Fisher took over this team in 2005, and you are 100% correct. It's a 20-year kind of sell-off, especially from when the Oakland A's, you think back 20 years around the time when he acquired the team, you know, they were competitive. They were one of the best teams in the American League, one of the best teams in baseball, with Mulder, Hudson, Zito. You talk about Eric Chavez. You think about Jason Giambi before the Yankees threw him that bag. They stopped paying. How was he able, he being John Fisher? I understand everybody gets excited about Billy Beane and Moneyball and what have you. How the hell was he able to do this for 20 years without more of a fan revolt at the beginning?
No, there was one. But the problem is that baseball turned a blind eye. And simultaneously, as this is going down, the rise of the San Francisco Giants happens. You know, Barry Bonds obviously was hitting home runs in the early 2000s, but the Giants ended up winning three championships, 2010, 2012, 2014. The A's were unbelievably competitive during that same time, and they were selling out. The amount of baseball fans in the Bay Area was at its zenith. I mean, both teams were unbelievable. I worked at the radio station that was the partner of the Oakland A's. But the problem was, when you were trading away year after year, everyone, and you know in your back of your head if you're a fan, and I'm holding my four-month-old boy right now, I can't get a jersey of a guy on this team for my son because that guy might not be here next week. That's what an A's fan was going through. Sorry, my little guy's crying here. He's going crazy. But that's problem. You know, the Giants retained everyone, and to a fault. They kept Crawford, Belt. They kept all those guys. The Oakland A's, they literally shipped off every player. Josh Donaldson was traded and won the MVP the very next year. And the guy they picked up because of it got DFA'd 6 months later. 6 months later. I mean, what they've done over the last 15 years, I kid you not, they've systematically tried to go from one radio station to the other. They've tried to sell off players left and right. They're a glorified farm team. And worse than ever, they stuck a middle finger to the fans. They cut off tailgates. They tarped the upper deck. They did everything they could to alienate themselves from fans. They did crazy tiered pricing for Yankee Red Sox, knowing it would price out the real local A's fans. It's just, it makes me angry because I'm a blue-collar dude, and I know how hard it is to take your family to a game and how to support these teams. These are part of our community, and they rip the soul of the fan, the A's fans' heart out, and it's just, it drives me nuts.
Joe, when you think about what's going to take place in this final year, we've seen the boycotts, the reverse boycotts over the past year, year and a half, several years. Knowing that this is ultimately the last year before they go out to Sacramento, what is going to go on? Are fans going to stop more? Are they going to try to soak it in for this final year? This has been a slow trickle. This is like choking someone to death. What does this the rest of this year look like?
I really don't know. Look, no one is... we're all just trying to make ends meet. Why would you want to go support this guy and throw a couple shekels into his pocket? I was talking with one of my buddies who works on the show today, Joey Spadoni. He's got a four-year-old boy, and he grew up going to games with his dad. He wanted to carry that on to his kid. What's he supposed to do? As this team has literally taken his money and told him he doesn't matter at every single turn. Does he take him to the game? Does he go one last time for memory's sake? Like, you can only take so much abuse at some point here. And the worst part about it is that every time they pretended to do a deal on the surface, they dealt in bad faith. Every single time. They blamed politicians. They blamed the Oakland Raiders for you know, trying to develop the Coliseum site. They did all of these crazy... I mean, there was a gondola idea to have, you know, people settled on a gondola like it was Disneyland. Everything they've done has been something out of like a fiction book. It's unbelievable. And then to go to Sacramento over, let's call it what it is, to get a television deal. Because there was a Bay Area television deal that they got, and they save a little couple of bucks if they go up to Sacramento for a couple of years, and they cut all of their expenses by going into a smaller stadium. I'm telling you, man, with these sports teams, I get it, it's business, but there's also got to be some fakeness of we care about our fans. Lie to me a little that you care about my dollar.
Absolutely. Joe Shasky's here with us, 95.7 The Game morning show host. You talked about the Raiders. We know that the Golden State Warriors moved back to the other side of the Bay. And now here we have, we got the A's getting ready to move to Vegas in a few years and temporarily basically sleeping on somebody's couch in the meantime. What does this mean for big-time sports in Oakland? What's going on with the Coliseum? What the hell is going on next with that plot of land?
That plot of land is, like, I grew up near Candlestick, okay? Candlestick got demolished, and it's as disgusting as ever. And it was a poor neighborhood to begin with, okay? I say that with pride because I love it, but I'm keeping it real. I did not buy a house in that neighborhood when we were fortunate enough to be able to, because I want to get the hell up on out of there. And the Coliseum, that whole area needs to be redeveloped. It absolutely does. But both the Raiders and the A's pointed fingers at each other, and neither group wanted to put up their own money to be able to develop there. If I want to change my roof at my house, I'm the one putting up the money. I'm not asking for the city and the state for a handout. I'm sick of the handout stuff. I think we all are in sports for these billionaires. It's ridiculous. What's going to happen? What's going to happen is the saddest thing ever. I coach Little League Baseball, okay? We're already struggling to get inner-city kids to come play ball. Oakland is the home of Ricky frickin' Henderson and Dave Stewart. Jimmy Rollins played in Alameda. CeCe Sabathia in Vallejo. It has a rich Frank Robinson, a rich, rich baseball history. And what saddens me is that if you're a kid who's 10, 11, 12, 13 years old, you know when you learn to love baseball? By going to a game for a dollar and sitting out in the bleachers and getting it passed on from your father. It's probably going away, and that kills me. There's a World Series champion right now, Marcus Semien, born and raised in Oakland. Born and raised in Oakland. I want to know what he thinks about this. This is it's so disgusting. disgusting. And I look, I get it. It's all for the money. We understand how business works. Starbucks puts a Starbucks where they can be profitable. But at the same time, they don't piss off their consumer every single day for 20 years and blame them when they can't make ends meet.
Joe, have we seen the last of a big league team? Anything in Oakland? Do I got to wait another 25, 30, 35 years? Do I got to have more grays? I got to be pushed in a wheelchair? What are we waiting on?
I'll tell you what, this was going to happen. They're going to use them as a fake expansion, relocation destination for the next team that's having a stadium problem. You mark my words. This is all one big charade. They do it with Portland. They do it with Salt Lake City. And maybe they eventually expand into those areas. But I saw them do it with L.A. and the NFL forever. And this comes down to the Major League Baseball owners. They just don't want to fly into Oakland. They want to fly into Vegas. And they want to hang out in the Cosmo and the Wynn and all those places. I mean, that's what this boils down to. And it's disgusting. Because at the end of the day, what happened to a team representing a community on some level? On some level. Everybody understands you got to make some money. I don't think any sports team's ever going to go back there. And that breaks my heart to say it. And even though I'm a diehard San Franciscan and there is a rivalry, there's also a Bay Area kinship. And to see baseball get ripped away from that community when it's not the fans' fault at all. They're lucky they have any fans after what they've done. I don't think they're getting anything.
Well, Joe, let me ask you this in finality, and thank you so much for all the information and the passion that we can feel from out in the Bay Area. Being in San Francisco, we also hear a lot about the Warriors. We see everything that goes on. Mm-hmm. We see the Draymond. We see the confidence of a Clay. We see the frustration of a Kerr and then also of a Curry. This group is done. There's no more championships coming out of this group, right? What the hell happens?
Look, we said the same thing coming after 2021 when they lost in the play-in, back-to-back games to LeBron and to the Memphis Grizzlies. And then the bonus title happened in 2022, and Andrew Wiggins turned into some version of Kawhi Leonard for 2 months. So anything is possible on some level. Here's what I will say. We're talking about how bad ownership is with the Oakland A's. Ownership matters. Ownership matters more in sports and in business than anything else. And I'm telling you, Joe Lacob has put his money where his mouth is. Now, as long as you got Steph Curry, you've got a chance to recruit somebody else. But let's call it what it is. They got to make major moves. They're fighting for the 10th seed, for crying out loud, with the Houston Rockets. The 10th seed. So if they want to be a true champion, they're going to have to shake it up big time. There's no question about it. But how do you move off of guys with the loyalty that you have of four championships? And if Steph Curry wants them to play on their team, on some level you owe it to him. So I don't know what they do. They're in a tough spot. I'll tell you right now, though, they give us Yankee Cowboy-like topics here in the Bay Area. You could talk Warriors 24-7, 365, and there's 1,000 stories. I mean, Johnny Kuminga's not playing 5 games in a row. He's 21 years old. He's an ascending superstar. Something's going on. They got a million problems going on.
Yeah, and Draymond didn't even punch anybody today yet, right? Draymond. Not yet.
Draymond, I just don't even start me with Draymond. Draymond, the full circle of Draymond. The guy plays brilliant, and then a week later suspends himself only to drop a podcast at midnight and not apologize. Don't even start me with Draymond.
I'm just saying, what, 4 years, 100 mil, right? What is he, 35, 36? Yeah, nice
deal. They gave him a 4-year, 100 million in 2020, and he came out and really said, yeah, with Steph Curry hurt, you know, it's hard for me to get motivation to play hard. What?
Hey, say no more. Say no more. Enjoy the final years of them out there. Hey, Joe Shasky, where can people follow you, keep up with you? And again, hey, congratulations on the little one. Hey, Phyllis, where can we find you, man?
Thank you. Butcher Boy 415, 95.7 The Game every single morning with the Warrior pre and post television host, Bonte Hill, every single day, driving the whole Bay Area crazy, laughing, smiling. Man, if you ain't got passion in your life, what you doing this for, right? Have a good one, brother.
Hey, I'll catch you back out there sooner than later. Thank you, Joe.
Have a good one. Anytime.
All the best. Thank you so much. You heard him. Joe Shasky, 95.7 The Game out in the Bay Area. The phone lines are back open to you. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We are going to take a break, and we come back on the other side. The phone lines are open. I also want to talk about, speaking of the NBA, there's a guy on the East Coast. He's done. He doesn't punch anybody in the face, at least, but his team is also done because of his injury. We'll talk about it more on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. When we get to the top of the hour, we're going to get into some college sports. We know that the Final Four is on the way for the men. The Final Four is on the way for the women. So put a bow at least for right now on everything going on in Oakland with the A's. Thank you to Joe Shasky from 95.7 The Game for joining us in the last break, sharing his thoughts. Like, no, nobody's happy about this. How the Athletics are leaving Oakland, it's, imagine going into, let's think about this. I'm trying to think of a store that anybody cares about. Imagine going into McDonald's. Everybody knows McDonald's. They probably got more stores on earth than any place. Starbucks, McDonald's. Imagine going into Mickey D's and ordering your Big Mac and being spat at while they hand you your order. And then being expected to come back for more. And then still coming back for more until you get spat at enough where you go like, hey, I don't care because they're only giving you one French fry with your Big Mac. Like, this is pretty much what the A's have done with their fans in Oakland. They have said, we're gonna cut down on the size of Big Macs. We're going to give you less fries. And then we're going to spit on you every time you show up for your meal. It's bad. Hickey, you got any final words on this, man?
You, Joe, I mean, it's just disgusting. You guys have been all over it. It's sad because, like, this is, we talk about, like, the dirty aspects of sports, and usually it's what? Especially when it comes to NFL, like, players getting cut, not getting all the money, like, getting screwed out of some contracts, or in the case of Major League Baseball, not getting a contract at all with how slow the free agent market's been. But, like, that's always an individual problem that usually does not impact the day-to-day fan because it's not your money, and now this is, like, I just could never, and I hope to never have to experience a situation where, like, the team I root for leaves. I couldn't imagine, like, the pain of just, like them stinking, right, is one thing. You get frustrated. I wish they were better. But at least, like, they're there. I could not imagine, like, having a team and then all of a sudden you wake up and they're gone. And they're, or even worse, they're trying to basically drive you away so they can leave and feel less guilty about it. It is really sad. That's the best way I could put it.
And I wish I could say it's hard to believe, but it's not. The writing has been on the wall. And here's the thing. I don't believe the Pirates are going to leave Pittsburgh. But out there feels like a similar situation where you've had a team that when they have had success, even in a small pocket, the owner goes, oh, well, when the fans show up, that's when we'll spend. And then the fans show up in droves and the team is winning and then they still don't spend. And then they go back to being in the toilet. And then it's wash, rinse, repeat. And then there's this hope that, well, the next big rookie will come up and save us. And then the farm system is stocked and then they'll win for a year or two and then they'll suck. It's the never ending cycle. And no one has the balls enough to do anything on behalf of all of baseball fans. It's behalf, or everything is on the behalf of the rich owners. That's it. Because the baseball fans, we're the suckers. We are. The fans that show up and spend the dollar and wear the jersey. And I think I've told this story. I was in Pittsburgh a couple of years ago, and it was at the end of the season. And it had to be mid-late September. It was a miserable Sunday. Final home game for the Pirates for the season. Cold, wet, rainy, damp. Beautiful stadium. Probably the most beautiful stadium and area out of anything that I've seen in baseball in the whole country, and I've seen a good amount. And I'm just walking around outside the stadium, looking at the statue of Roberto Clemente and taking photos, and the game ends. And the fans walk out. And if I remember correctly, they walked out to a loss. But the fans walked out, and they were in droves for the final game. T-shirts, hats, jerseys, sweatshirts, families, wheelchairs, and it was miserable outside. And all I could say to myself was, this is some dedication. And what do they get back in return? A guy like Bob Nutting. What do the A's get back in return? For 20 years, John Fisher. A guy who I think I may be correct in my presumption. Guy's probably never worked a real day in his life. Man, and these are things in life that you just got to let your dollar, you got to let your dollar speak. There's power in that, folks. There's power in that. Sometimes we don't realize it, but there's power in your dollar, even when it comes to your sports teams. Again, good on all the folks, the wonderful people out in Kansas City who just said, nah, we ain't paying for your stadium. You do it. Like, how many people do you need to tell you that you're a cheapskate, Clark Hunt? How many people do you need to tell you that, man, you just cheap? NFL Players Association and the Kansas City Chiefs said you were cheap. You got the nerve to make excuses about the locker room. When the NFLPA and the players say the ownership is the cheapest, you just won in these championships, you promised us the locker room, you don't come out a month later and say it was a misunderstanding. You just say, hey, we're going to be in the process of fixing it. You just do it. For a jackass owner who has a mansion hidden behind a skybox suite, the owners called you cheap. The other players across the league who've seen it have called you cheap. And now the fans of the team, the taxpayers who live in the area, calling you cheap as well. Take your team and move it to Kansas, then. Do it. You ain't punking us. I like that. You ain't punking us. Good for you. Shout outs to those fans. And shout outs again to all the fans in Oakland. I would love to see a team in Vegas. I'd love to go to Vegas and watch a ball game. Just the novelty of it sounds cool, sounds fun, sounds exciting. You know, this, I ain't had no dream of going to Vegas to see no baseball team because it didn't exist. That's some crap minor league team. But it would just feel so dirty to just go see whatever this new team is owned by this jackass out in Vegas. It would feel dirty. Maybe I'd go if I got paid. Oh, that's right. They don't pay anybody. They're the A's. Maybe it'll change when they get to Vegas. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to talk about the Final Four, the men, the women's side. We're going to talk about UConn. Yeah, they finally showed up. They finally got a plane to get them into Phoenix, Arizona, so they could play on Saturday. We'll get into that. Shohei Ohtani finally hit his first home run. Oh, my God, the New York Mets just won their first game of the season just a few minutes ago. Some wild stuff going on right now. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Give you an update on UConn. Also talk some college football as they decide to maybe possibly try and rip up their entire existence right now. I'll explain. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, everyone. This is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.